Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And first off, what was your reaction to this decision?
I was actually I was elated. I was happy to see the new mayor make a change, in the hopes that they'd have the incoming would be a more trustworthy individual.
You say you're elated. Why are you elated, and why do you say that you needed someone who was more trustworthy?
Well, the morale in the department, I got to say, is probably the lowest point in my career. So a change would, you know, usually uplift that. And the choice he made, absolutely will. I think Al Wright will make a fantastic commissioner. That was the major major advantage or what have you that I see coming in the future.
What did you see as issues in working with Joe Grimaldi as commissioner?
Well, you had that incident in the square where he reversed the arrest of the suspect, Mr. Gugino, and I just did not understand that. I didn't see how that wasn't criminal. To this day, it's beyond me. I don't know that if anybody went down and interfered with an arrest, that they wouldn't be, in some serious trouble. At any rate, that's the start of things off. And then through the years, it was just our relationship, it kind of eroded to toxic. I didn't really appreciate the inconsistent discipline that was meted out. That was very, very frustrating, very aggravating. And aside from that, just some procedural problems we had that he was not willing to change. And I just was baffled by that.
With a new commissioner in Alfonso Wright, how confident and hopeful are you that the changes you want to see happen?
Oh, I'm very confident that both he and John Davidson will be able to iron out a great deal of outstanding issues, without the need for arbitration or anything like that. I'm quite confident that a great deal is going to get done here in short order. That's my hope, anyway.
What were some of the issues that have lowered morale among the rank and file of the Buffalo Police?
Well, you had incidents where the body cameras were used, basically weaponized by him, in that the guys or girls make a great arrest, go through all the necessary paperwork, procedure, and the like, and then he'd have internal affairs look at the blue teams, and under blue team review, whatever they found that wasn't, contrary to the MOP, They bring the officers up on internal charges. And that was not the intent ever of these body-worn cameras. The body-worn cameras were put in place, and we saw the need. Basically, people were claiming to be beaten or, you know, beaten to death, and all of you heard it all. At any rate, the body-worn camera were basically to show that either the use of force that was used was necessary, you know, or in other cases where, you know, it wasn't necessary, where it was deemed excessive. That was the only thing that was negotiated. And for the city to then flip and say, oh, no, we want them to be able to, you know, say put a mark on the officer's record if they wore, you know, white socks to work that day. You know, you're supposed to wear black or gray. But you know, that's extreme. But you had a lot of internal complaints that were brought up. And again, it was that's not the spirit of the negotiation or anything like that. So actually, my hope is, too, that they can renegotiate that policy and make it workable. That would be my hope.